You're listening to Mortgage Lending Mastery. Get the knowledge you need to advance your mortgage practice quickly and efficiently from Jen Duplessis, America's Mortgage Mastery Mentor with over 37 years of experience and over $1 billion in lifetime fundings. Jen has been mentoring loan officers and realtors for over 15 years and speaking on stages across the globe. So settle in and get ready as Jen and her guests share their experience, passion, and strategies to help you crack the top producer code to reach new heights in your business. And now, here's your host, Jen Duplessis, Mortgage Mastery Mentor and Head Chick in Charge of Kinetic Spark Consulting.
Okay, welcome back to this episode of Mortgage Lending Mastery. Hi, everybody. I'm Jen Duplessis. I'm so delighted that you took time out of your busy day to listen in or watch this particular video. Actually, my guest today, we kind of look familiar. I mean, similar. I have some black glasses for computers. I should probably put those on so we match a little bit. I'm just happy that you're all here today. If this is your first time, welcome to our community, and make sure you subscribe and make sure that you go to Facebook and get involved in Mortgage Lending Mastery private Facebook group. And lastly, make sure that you subscribe to my YouTube channel, Jennifer Duplessis. That's the only time it's Jennifer Duplessis, my YouTube channel, and you can watch us as well. So I welcome everybody into this episode. And my guest this week is Julie Holly, and she is from Idaho. And she's going to be talking to us today about three key investments, right? And investment strategies. As many of you know, we've been having a lot of investors come on because I am, you know, making sure that not only you have the mechanics of being a great loan officer, a great real estate agent, even a great investor. We have a lot of investors who listen in and watch, but also that we're making sure that we are helping you create wealth in your practice, not just the practice of the practice, but beyond the practice. And so with that, I'd love to invite Julie on here. We're happy to have you. We've had so much fun in the green room.
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. So happy to be here. I just feel like we're already kindred spirits.
Yeah, it's just so fun. We've talked about all kinds of girl stuff. So let me introduce you really quickly. She's a speaker and founder of Three Key Investments. And she helps people find their freedom through multifamily real estate investing. So that they can live the life of their dreams. She's invested in single family homes, house hacked before it had a name. So I want to hear about that. She's managed properties as far as 1,000 miles away. And she's invested in nearly 300 doors strategically in 68 Atlanta-based strategically partnered in 68 Atlanta-based and general partner in 120 units. So I love that. So you're doing some syndication. We'll talk about that as well. She has a podcast called The Conscious Investor. So make sure that you're checking that out. We'll put a link in our show notes so that you can find that and subscribe to hers and listen to hers as well. And she supports investors on their journey. So I want to welcome to the show again, Julie. I'm just happy to have you.
Seriously, so happy, so happy to be here. And it's fun. Even since we scheduled this interview, it's amazing. I mean, our the GP side, the general partnership side is like so much more than when I filled that out. So
oh my really goodness. Exciting. Yeah.
I have investors in.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. It's exciting.
So let me ask you a question about investors. So, you know, obviously what you want to do is help people that are, you know, investors. It's kind of a twofold question here. Are you interested in helping people that want to be investors and you're guiding them as a mentor and coach? Or are you just providing people that are already investors, accredited or not? You can talk about that. And just providing them with deals so that you can help them? Or is it both? Tell us a little bit about what you do.
I love that. I love that question. And a lot of time, because guests will say that, but I'm like, wow, thanks. That was a great setup. Great question. I do help both. And so it's interesting off air, you know, in the green room, I was telling you, you know, I've been raised in real estate and I was raised in residential real estate sales. And I'm the first generation of three to go into commercial real estate investing, which is very different. And through my process and my interactions in the real estate community, I have actually spent time as a public school educator. I mention all of that because I have a heart to serve, support, and educate the people that don't have access to this information or simply don't know. So when I was, and I'm going to back that up and kind of support this a little more by nature of your audience, I was a real estate sales agent as well. And I sat, this makes me a little nauseous in my tummy. I sat beside commercial brokers.
Wow.
No one ever told me anything about investing in commercial real estate. And in the real estate sales space, it was like, stay away from that. That's, it's just weird. It's complicated. It's risky. You can lose a lot of money. And there were all these things. So honestly, as a woman in my mid-20s in real estate sales, hearing this, I thought like, oh, okay, I'll stay away from that. And I'm going to stick with my single family space and keep myself in my little comfort zone. And when I was in my 40s and I discovered, oh my gosh, I can participate in apartment syndications, it was such an aha moment. And I'm not bitter at all or anything like that. You know, I'm grateful that I have access to the information that I have and that I've been able to learn and grow. And that is why I love bringing on serving and supporting and educating, you know, people who want to get involved in this investment space, because it's not complicated. It is so risk adverse when it comes to the investing space in general, that it's like, don't miss out on these opportunities. And unfortunately, and you might have to cut me off because I'm like, I feel like I just stepped on my soapbox, Jen, is that oftentimes I found you know, my husband and I, we're partners in a RE/MAX brokerage, and we went to the brokers conference and I was speaking with brokers about, you know, syndication and do you invest? How do you invest? And more often than not, they were not investing. And this is a huge conference that I'm at. And I'm not saying nobody's investing. I'm just saying more often than not, I would hear I'm not investing. And when I've spoken with agents, because I'm like, oh, I don't want anybody to be like me. I don't want anyone have to wait, you know, how many years was that? You know, 15 years to learn something like this. It would have changed my life if I would have learned it sooner. But so often there's a lot of resistance within my real estate agent sales space of understanding what the advantages and I won't even go into the tax advantages, but love, love, love to serve and support, educate. And also I love aligning investors who already understand this process and benefiting. You can never have enough strong sponsors in your network.
Yeah.
Because if you only want to invest with people that you can trust completely. And so I love to be in line with people that are conscious investors.
Yeah, I love that. Well, thank you. And no, I didn't want to cut you off because I love what you're saying. You know, you're speaking my language. I have some other questions about that. And I started writing questions down. But so speaking of the investments that you've made, are you managing those properties or are you investing in some of the syndications and letting other people manage? Is there a nice mix of that? So let's just start there. Is there a nice mix of that, or are you the person who's seeking this out nationally?
That's a really important question. And that's an important question for anyone who is investing in a deal. What are the roles? What are the responsibilities? And who's calling the shots day by day? So what my primary role is I stay in my zone of genius, and that is serve, support, educate. And I have an investor base, and I bring those investors into, we partner into deals. Now, that means that my investors are really putting a lot of trust on my hand, you know, in my care to say, okay, well, you're not the day-to-day asset manager. So what does that look like? And that's where we have the layers of insulation, as I like to call them. I've recently discovered this. And so we only partner with people that we have known for at least a year. We're like, we've got to know you. We have probably collaborated and created some type of content that is kind of fluffy, like maybe we do a podcast episode, or maybe we do some one-off little PDF type thing. We create something together because you're able to see, what does this relationship look like? How do we communicate? Is this someone that, you know, is this going to be comfortable, or is this going to be like watching paint dry? It's really important. And then we also look for what's the track record of this team? Have they gone full cycle? What does that look like? And how, you know, their character, their integrity, is it in line with, you know, our values, so that we can really proceed in a full throttle way. So although I don't do the day-to-day asset management, I am present on calls and present with the information. And I do use that information to communicate directly with investors so that they have, you know, the eyes and ears. The other element of that, which I want to just say, since, you know, some of your listeners might be newer to this concept, is that limited partners are passive investors. They don't have voting rights. You are silent partners. And so being partnered with general partners, your active partners that are actually running the deal, it is critical and imperative that you know they have your best interest at heart. And that's where I really like what I do in the role I have, because I know my investors. I listen to what kind of opportunities they are looking for, whether it's a cash flow, or I just need to, you know, do some cash preservation, or just take this money and like do something with it. Right. There are a lot of different, there are a lot of needs. And so, you know, having someone that is really looking at what are your needs. And now, because I have a really strong network, and I've, you know, really worked on developing the relationships, now I can say, okay, I know who has that type of offering, and I have the investors that want that. We're aligned. Let's go forward.
Yeah. Love it. So a couple of other questions, you know, related to that. And then I want to talk about some other things too, but I love proceeding full throttle. I absolutely love that, because I'm an action taker. I've been actually somebody just coined the phrase with me, you're Miss Action. And I said, oh, okay. I have a new title, which is fun. Are you typically buying your units?
I love it.
Yeah. Are you typically buying your multifamily units with, and apartment buildings, are you buying them with cash through the syndication? Are you doing a little of cash, a little financing? What are you seeing? What are you hearing out in the marketplace? Is there a change in the way things are getting done these days? Because it seems like it's sort of like everybody's a realtor, everybody's a loan officer, everybody's a coach, everybody's a speaker, everybody needs to be vulnerable, right? And now everybody's investing in multifamily syndication.
Doesn't that make you scary? You've been in the industry for decades. I've been in the industry for decades. And it's just so reminiscent of any time everything gets easy and comfortable, everyone shows up to the party. And it's like, I just always bite my tongue like, okay, I think it's time for, you know, the people that were just here for the fun and the easy money, if you will. It's never easy. I know that, but you know, okay. I think it's time for you part-timers, you know, that mentality, like, okay, you know, exit stage left, just to echo on that a little bit. And so, yeah, there are a lot of different strategies that are being implemented. We are, and this has been great because I've been, you know, in real estate my entire life. The deals that we're in and where our investors have placed capital, we have always looked at what is the financing? Because right. I remember what was happening when you could fog a mirror and mm-hmm. get a loan. And, yeah. you know, and the fallout that came from that and the fallout from adjustable, you know, rates and such. And so looking at really the backbone of the debt that is associated with our purchase is really critical. We are still using debt, but that debt, oh, I was going to back up, you know, we closed on, just part of our philosophy. I mean, just looking at what is a debt in place. And so last March, we closed on 120 units in Des Moines. That financing is at in the low 3% fixed rate for 10 years.
Yeah.
So already like having Free that money. Forward thinking to say, it's just phenomenal. And then closing on, you know, another 120 at the end of the year was very different. It looked very different from that. And we ended up creating a, what if our 5-year plan needs to shift and accommodate a 7-year plan, and mm-hmm. presenting that in our market analysis to our investors so that they could see, we're already thinking about what does this look like? Can this loan bear the weight of this? And how are we going to, you know, work through that? But I can see, so we're bringing in, you know, cash, we're bringing in our investors as equity partners, and then we are securing, you know, the remainder with debt financing. I can see that personally, Jen, I can see that there's a great opportunity for investors, and you're seeing a lot of funds come about where those investors, we can start creating some debt funds. I mean, they can become the own bank if you will. So I think that we're going to see a lot of interesting strategies over the next few years.
Yeah. I think people are starting to get creative, you know, and all that. I went to a private lender expo, you know, that's for commercial, a couple of months ago and spoke at it. You know, I'm that liaison between mortgage and real estate, and, you know, and that's what we're seeing even on that mortgage side, because I still have a mortgage company. I'm not licensed. I don't do mortgages like everybody else, but I do investor financing and multiple units like that. I did a 156 unit apartment building down in Atlanta for some financing, you know, and I just see that some things are changing. You know, there's a little hesitation, there's a little toe dipping in right now where I don't know if we're really ready to go into that, but we might like it. And so the creativity is really becoming part of it. So I think that's interesting that you say, you know, it's not carte blanche. It's a little of this, a little of that. It really depends on, you know, the particular situation. So I think that's interesting. Okay. So here's what I want to talk about. So you mentioned, and everyone who's been listening to this podcast knows this, you know, that I have this issue with people who are in this industry, both of the, you know, mortgage and lending, lending and real estate, who don't invest. Right. And I think that there is a, I want to know your take on, and you said it too, but I want to know your take on why. It's one thing to say, you know, more often than not, people are not investing, but why aren't people investing? Why aren't lenders investing? Why aren't real estate agents investing in a product that they're selling? That would be like a Mary Kay person saying, you should buy Mary Kay, but I don't use it, you know. You should buy it though. And I see that a lot. Why aren't people doing this investing? Is it the cash that's prohibiting it? You know, because a lot of syndications are, you know, sometimes you can find one for 25, but most are 50,000 or more. Is it that, because of the up and down of income that happens so much in our industries? Is it the lack of understanding, which is one of the things that you talk about? Is it the fear of risk? How many years does it take to get my money back? I think that might be a little bit of a concern, trapping my money, you know, for an extended period of time. But give us a take on some of the things you've heard mm-hmm. from people as to why they don't invest. Because I'm not understanding why.
Isn't it? It's baffling. It is truly baffling to me. And you listed a lot of very valid reasons. And obviously these are going to be just things that I've noticed amongst that, you know, part of the real estate community. And that one reason is oftentimes we are, you know, like my husband, he is self-employed. He is an entrepreneur. He has his own business. And, you know, when we are a smaller enterprise, we can really forget and we want control. So I think first and foremost, there is a control issue that people have where it's like, well, I'm not in control of it. And so it's, I want to be 100% in control. I can't trust anyone else. And so there's a mindset shift that has to take place with that first and foremost, oftentimes, followed by a shift in the money mindset. Because unless you are planning out your finances and being aware, it's feast or famine. And I'm going to say this in the kindest way. I was raised in this industry. I've seen it firsthand. Like, it's feast or famine. And oftentimes, particularly with real estate sales agents, they're not putting that money away. A lot of times they are behind on their taxes. And so there is a lack of money management and awareness. And I mean this in the kindest way. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off a little further. The nature of the level of business acumen is relatively low. The barrier to entry to be in real estate is quite low, which is really fantastic because anyone can go in and create their own real estate empire if they desire. I mean, sky, there is no sky. Like, man, the universe isn't even a limit. It's whatever you want. But oftentimes, you know, agents will enter in and they really don't know how to run a business, how to manage the finances in an effective way. They don't understand, just by nature of most people haven't run a business. And so they don't understand the tax elements and implementing tax strategies. And I'll tell you, when I saw my husband's face, when I told him, yeah, honey, we were living in California at the time, and I wrote a check for like 40 grand. And that was on top of all the quarterlies we had already paid for our taxes. And his heart sank. And we were determined at that point, like, we have to figure something out. And we had to make a change. We had to change CPAs. We had to figure something out because our CPA was telling us, you know, to stay in a certain zone and steering us away from actually all of the strategies that have now improved our well-being. It's like, it's amazing. So I should probably come up for air because you have amazing insights too.
Well, no, and I think that's, you know, I think that's a valid point, especially, you know, I mean, the benefit for being a real estate agent is that you're a 1099 and you can write everything off. Loan officers, even though they're 100% commission, cannot do that, cannot write off things. And so I remember, you know, way back, you know, we hit some magic number, like, I don't know what it was at the time, but like jointly we were making more than $450,000. And so now we just, woo, all of a sudden went up in this big tax bracket. And I kept saying, we're not going to close more than X amount of loans per month, because when we do, it takes us over this tax bracket. So keep the loans down, push the loans back. You know, like, and I think that's so limiting, right? And that's why, you know, my other podcast is called Success to Significance, breaking, you know, life after breaking through glass ceilings, because, you know, that suppression or oppression that happens is, oh, I don't want to break through that ceiling. And to have a financial advisor, whether it's a CPA or a financial advisor, tell you, hey, don't make more than this much money because you just don't have any tax benefits is crazy. Now, that said, here's what I want to ask you about taxes, to get your take on this, because I know you've mentioned, hey, the tax benefits are really good. And they are for real estate professionals who are working more than 700 hours a week, you know, a year in the business. But what do you say to mortgage loan officers who don't have their real estate license, don't want to get their real estate license, because as soon as they choose REMAX over Keller Williams, over EXP, you know, somebody's going to get mad at them. And say, you have a license with them. And, you know, it's only, hey, look, the reason why I'm doing it is because I want the tax benefit, right? What do you say to someone like that loan officer who is receiving a W-2 to be able to take advantage of some of the tax benefits?
Well, it's the same, you know, you just called it. Let's just put it into the two buckets. We've got our 1099ers and 1099ers. We have, sky's the limit. We can really implement a lot of different tax strategies. And any W-2er is going to have a lot of limitations on that. So that's great. we got to put the asterisks. I am not a CPA. Seek out your counsel from your CPA to verify this information. Okay.
It was funny after CYA. I asked you that question, I was like, oh, I probably should have said, now I know she's not a CPA. So I'm glad you did it.
I know better. I'm like, let's just put that out there. So this is to my understanding, all of the strategies still work. Yes, they are more beneficial if we are real estate professionals. We can do a lot of really fun things and everything. However, when we're in a W-2 position, it still creates a powerful opportunity for us. So let's just look at if we have an opportunity and we're invested in a deal, and we're going to just say we're invested for 5 years. And I'm going to remind everyone that year one and two, those returns are not sexy at all. They're just, you're like, really? I put like 50 grand and that's it. You know, it's like, it's got a snowball. So, and that's something where that can be a holdback for people, because they see like the returns on the first, you know, 2-3 years is like, it's like, really? Can I go get coffee? It's not that bad. I'm being dramatic, but I just, you know, it's nominal comparatively speaking. And so, but let's just say we have a 5-year hold period, and then we reach in the business plan, we might be doing some, you know, light renovations. Maybe we're putting in the new countertops, and we're putting in, you know, maybe there's some cabinetry. We like to call this something like a value add opportunity. It could come from the basics that we all know. We see people do this, you know, just paint and carpet, that type thing, or it could be more invasive. And that's, you know, whatever the project is, though, the whole purpose of that process is to raise the value of that property and to invite better residents in. Not better. That's a terrible choice of words on my part.
Yeah. Higher paying.
And also residents who are going to really enjoy, not just, boy, I'm really like butchering this, how I'm saying this, but you know, it's going to invite, like, nobody wants to live in a dilapidated place.
Right.
And so if we can go in there and improve that, we're improving the quality of the life for the residents. And after we're done with implementing that, we've raised all those rents up. Now we can refinance our property. Now we call Jen up and we're like, hey, Jen, you know, it's time. And when she refinances that property that we, let's just say we bought that property, now we usually buy properties that are more than $10 million. So we'll just go $10 million. And we've done these improvements. We have now raised, because we're not dealing with a single family house, we're dealing with an actual business. We are purchasing a business, and we are increasing the value of that business. And so every little increase in value changes and accelerates the value of that business. And so all of our work maybe has taken us from a 10 million valuation to, let's just say, 17 million. It really can be very substantial. And so now we're going to do a cash out refi with Jen, and we're going to pull some of that out, and we're going to give that to our investors, and they're working their W-2 and they don't have the tax benefits, but it's not a capital event because it's a cash out refi. Right. And now they just got a significant portion of their initial investment back into their pockets that is 100% tax free. And now they can put that chunk of money into something else. Meanwhile, they're still in the deal, just as if all of their money was in that deal. So there's one example of the power of what can be done. Now, that does assume that there is a cash out refinance. And some people right now, with the way interest rates, some teams are facing the interest rate hikes. And so they're not, you know, this situation might not be able to take place. So it's, you know, obviously, you have to look and evaluate at every single opportunity, yeah. But that's one. I'll come up from air, because then we can talk about the next.
Yeah. And, you know, I love that, because, you know, it's amazing that people, and you know, and we're invested in a few of syndications as well. It's interesting, because a lot of people don't want to do that because they want instant gratification from an investment, right? And the only way to get instant gratification from an investment in real estate is for you to buy it, renovate it, and sell it again. That's the only way you're going to get it right then and there. And yet, everyone wants to keep their money in their 401k. And what does your financial planner tell you? Just keep it here for 30 years. It'll grow in 30 years. Wait 30 years. And yet we're willing to do that every day, all day long. It amazes me all day long, only because, well, I'm not taxed on it. Well, get taxed on it today, invest the money, and then don't get taxed on a cash out refinance later on down the road, right? Which is going to give you so much more money back than waiting for 20, 30 years to have your money in a 401k. And the way that we invest through our whole life policy. So we're not being taxed on anything that we're doing, right? Anything backwards, forwards, inside out and backwards, we're not being taxed on anything because this is our, you know, our personal growth. And so I think that that's really interesting. I think there's some other things that, as we're speaking to loan officers, that loan officers could do, you know, I really feel like they should, you know, be looking at themselves as mortgage entrepreneurs and, you know, establishing an LLC so that they could invest through their LLC, fund their LLC with their taxable, you know, net income, fund that LLC and let that LLC be the one that invests in it. And then they can have even more tax benefits. They still won't have the tax benefits that a real estate agent does, but I think that that's important. So let me ask you this question here. You know, we just talked about how many years, right? It takes five some years. And then if the property is sold, obviously the portion that you contributed, you have that fractional, you know, capital gain in that, and you can reinvest it back into something else. But I think what is really important about this particular strategy and why I've been bringing so many people on Mortgage Lending Mastery is that if you're going to invest, I think your first investment should be a purchased passive income. I don't think it should be, I'm going to flip houses. I'm going to become a landlord. Now it's all that work that needs to be done. I think that your first investment should be a purchased passive investment. What do you think about that?
Oh gosh. Can I be on the soapbox with you? I just feel like I want to put my arm around you and share the mic. Like, we are preaching the same language. I want to go back to what you were saying about financial planners, and financial planners, they get paid if the market's high, if it's low. Financial planners getting paid no matter what is happening to your money. You are losing. And when you're investing into a syndication, we don't get paid. Nothing happens unless the deal actually materializes and the business plan is executed. And the more efficient and effective we are at implementing the business plan, the better the payday is for everyone, because the limited partners have the lion's share of ownership. And so, like, when you start looking into how everybody's getting paid, and please do that, look at who's actually going to be advocating in your best interest. Your financial planner is going to be there like, I know it really stinks that you just lost half of your 401k and you were planning on retiring in 2 years.
But I still got mine.
I'm so sorry. Really? I'm still riding high. I'm, you know, going to the Cayman Islands here. So let's just put that into perspective. And then where we're talking about, I love using infinite banking, whole life insurance, universal plans, bank on yourself, however you want to speak about that. That is the most powerful way and effective way, especially if you have a W-2 position, to be able to position yourself. And I'm going to put a little asterisk on that, is that that money is doing double duty. If you are investing through those type of policies that are well written, reach out to Jen or reach out to myself. We can refer you to someone who knows how to write these policies. Now your money is doing more than one thing. It is truly, your $1 is now wearing multiple hats, because it's in the policy making money, and it's in whatever your investment that you put it in, and making money over there. And that investment could even be, there's so many different ways we can go with that.
Oh my gosh. Well, it doesn't even have to be an investment. You can just pay off credit cards. You could go on vacation instead of putting it on your credit card to go on vacation. Yeah. I mean, there's so many things that you could be doing with that money. And I think that, you know, goes back to that, the question I asked about, why do you think people don't invest? And I think that the fear is, if I save $25,000, $50,000 and I hand it off, I don't have anything, right? It's there. And that's what I love about whole life and universal and, you know, be your own banker, is that, you know, I still am accumulating those funds in that insurance fund while it's accumulating someplace else. And so I'm double dipping into, you know, income. And I think that's, you know, unbelievably powerful. Okay. So let me ask you about, one other thing as we sort of finish up our time here today, but you have a book club and you have a networking club that you encourage people to get involved in as well. So tell us a little bit about this club. Like who are the people who are joining it? Talk about what you're reading now and what you're going to read, because I love the next book. I love the book you're reading now, but I really love the next book. But tell everyone about that and how could they get involved in what you're doing?
Yeah, it started out as a 5-week book and networking club, because generally we read one book every 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. And going back to that background in education, if you're over on the YouTube channel, sorry, podcasters, I'm holding up our current book and you'll see I like actually have tabs for each week so I can keep track. So I like create a little, syllabus, if you will, so that it keeps everybody on track, because most people don't finish books.
Yeah.
And reading is the single most powerful gift you can give yourself. It gives you knowledge that nobody can take away from you. And if you read consistently, it has a compounding effect that is astronomical. So please pick up a book, read Reading in Community. And this book club started because I just needed personal accountability. I'm like, I need what I call outside accountability.
Yeah.
And so this type, when you're going into that setting, you're getting that outside accountability. You're going to want to show up and have read your like 30 to 40 pages each week. It's not a big deal.
That's so one a day.
You're able.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so by nature of the book club, it's largely real estate investors that are participating in this book club. And then I also performance coach. And so one of my coaching partners is also in there. And so we have this element of being able to talk on a very rich level about all of the tech, any book that we are reading. And we go between personal development and professional development, because you can't live life in any single world. And so right now we're currently reading The Motivation Manifesto by Brendon Burchard. That book is on fire. It will leave you no excuses you will live your best life if you take that book to heart. And then after that, we're going to be, our second book for this year will be reading The 12-Week Year. And I'm already reading, because I like to read ahead. Dang, that is a perfect segue after The Motivation Manifesto, because it's very practical, but it has the same fire involved. And so that gives, really expanding our minds. I'm looking at my shelf. I have Traction on my shelf, so that might make the list. We've read Profit First. So we really read things when we, like earlier I was speaking about, oftentimes, we get into this business and we don't really know how to run a business. And so bringing in books to support, great. Let's develop you internally and let's give you some skill sets. And let's surround you by people that will help lift you up and empower you.
Yeah. And I think that's a great strategy, loan officers who are listening. This is a great strategy to bring real estate agents in and say, look, I'm starting a book club. And many of us are doing masterminds, and that's fine. It could be a book club mastermind or whatever. And we did that, when I was a loan officer, we had a book club. I have forgotten about it, that we actually did this once a month and got together a handful of us. And, I'm an avid reader. I'm an author. So obviously I love reading. My husband just, while we were sitting here talking, I don't know if he looked at me, he just brought me my newest book that literally I just got it in the mail. So this is my newest one that I was a collaborator with, which is called The Principles.
Congratulations, you birthed the book.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's not my first one.
But
this is, I'm showing this for everybody, that it's a 3-part series. So the first one we have is The Principles of David and Goliath, Mindset and Belief Systems. And so this is blue for blueprinting. And then our next one is Strategy and Goal Methods, which is red hot for action. Right. And we have another one coming out, Gold, that we just are all finishing up in the next couple of days. And so I think this particular one is book number 18. That is a number one bestselling book that I'm participating in or have written myself. And I think that, books are just great. And I cannot wait for you guys to get into the 12-week year. I do one 12-week year every year. Hopefully that makes sense. It's a lot of work, but you
it makes sense to me. It definitely. Oh my gosh,
you condense a year of work into 12 weeks and watch your business just fly off the handle. So hopefully you're prepared and ready. So you're doing that. I think that's wonderful. And then you also have a gift for us. So tell us a little bit about the gift for our listeners.
Well, you know what? We've had so much fun. I'm going to give two gifts. Give two gifts?
Yeah.
So our book and networking club is always open to those that are in our coaching community. That is part of our coaching community. And then people can also, like, if they're interested in it, you can actually, you know, pay and, you know, have a membership to be in the book club, just the book club alone. But I would love to offer, if you're listening to this and you're like, I really want to try the book club, then send me an email, send that email julie@juliehawley.com and send me an email and just say, book club, please. And I'm just going to give you free access to the book club because it will change your life. We just started back this week. I've gotten like a ton of text messages of like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad we're back. That was so amazing. And so I want to give that to you. And I don't usually do that, but I just feel like compelled and that I need to do that. And then if you're still trying to figure out that syndication piece, then I also want you to like head over to 3keysinvestments.com. And on that website, that's my investment website, you can download syndication, apartment syndication made simple, because it really isn't complicated. And we've broken it down in a very, very simplistic way. Hold on. I am 3keys investments. And since
You said syndication. So I was going to confirm that it's three are apartment investing made simple or apartment syndication made simple?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Apartment investing made simple. Okay. You'll see it it'll be on the, towards the bottom of the landing, you know, homepage. Mm-hmm. It'll be there. You can just click and download. And I'm going to do one more thing since three is my favorite number and I wasn't expecting to give something, you know, the book club away, but I do performance coach. And so if you feel stuck between your ears, then you can just head over and hop on my calendar. We'll do a complimentary session and, you know, just see if there's a way that I can support you, because everyone has so much potential within them. And let's unlock that. Like 2023 is, people are looking at this kind of like 2020 and the pandemic, right? And it's like, this is going to be an exceptional year. So this is your year to shine. It's not doom and gloom, whatever's happening with interest rates and the economy. This is your year, but you got to be clear between your ears.
Yeah. I love it. I love that. So did you hear what you said? You said, this is your ear, but you have to be clear between your ear. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
This I've is been your calling year. It. Yep. It's my little Dr. Susie.
Yeah. I love it. I've been
a little calling Dr. Susie.
Dr. Susie. Yeah, that's right. I've been calling it the Soaring 20s since 2019 ended. You know, it was like this whole decade is the Soaring 20s.
I love it.
And I think that this is just one of the years that we're just going to add into it. It's going to be soaring. And I think the more that we can develop our personal, have our personal development and our awareness, you know, I've got a colleague that talks about, and I can't think what his name of it is right now, but, you know, we have awareness about our health, but nobody is really good with their health. We know we need to eat right. We know we need to exercise. We know we need to do things. I think we need to improve our financial awareness, right? And she says it a different way, but improve our financial awareness. Mm-hmm. That's where it starts. We need to learn, read the back of that package, right? And what are carbs and what are calories and what is sugar, mm-hmm. you know, and increase the awareness, but then we have to put it in action. Mm-hmm. It's not enough just to know. We have to actually put it mm-hmm. into action. And I think that's going to be the key, you know, coming up. So, so again, everybody, we'll have the links down here, in the show notes for you to be able to get apartment investing made simple, a little, you know, information about that, the 3keysinvestments.com. And we'll send that out. And a reminder, just email julie@juliehawley.com and say, book club, please, right? Book club, please. And then she'll know that you've come from here and you can participate in the book club and start joining. If you want to do the 12-week year, hang on, get some rest because that's what's going to happen. And then last but not least, if you have any, you can email Julie at Julie at juliehawley.com and just let her know that you'd like, that you've listened to the Mortgage Lending Podcast and that you would like to get information about perhaps being coached in this realm. So I love that. Share this forward. I would say if you're a loan officer and you've got real estate agents that you're working with and they don't listen to Mortgage Lending Mastery, pay this forward and then talk about it. Talk about, hey, what did you learn and what would you like to put into play and how could we do this together? Perhaps we could do it together. And if you're a real estate agent, what are you waiting for? Get in touch with Julie. She's going to help you, you know, create wealth for yourself. Hey, a real quick book. Have you read Missed Opportunity 101 yet?
Oh, I have not.
Okay. Yeah. You definitely want to.
I like that. Yeah.
It's by Andrew Douglas. It's a hard because he's got two first names. It's by Andrew Douglas. It's called Missed Opportunity 101. And it talks about the fact that, you know, we wait until we get older and then we sell our house with all the equity and then we go buy the house, the retirement home, the house on the lake, et cetera, instead of buying it now. Mm-hmm. And so he's talking about, you know, investing now and creating wealth now. Don't wait for later to do that. Do it now. So something you all can put in your book club as well. So what would you like to leave us with today, Julie? A quote, a thought, some advice? What would you like to leave us with today?
Wow. You know what, I love the title of that book and what you were just saying about missed opportunity. And unfortunately my dad unexpectedly died 7 years ago and we don't know our timeline. And a gentleman at our church who is just getting ready to retire just had that, you know, same unexpected departure. And so it's like, you don't know what your time is. So don't miss opportunities because you're afraid. Don't miss opportunities because you have filled your schedule with other things that really are not very important instead of educating and empowering yourself.
I love
it. Bet on yourself, believe in yourself, develop your talents and live your best life every single day.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Okay, so I'm going to correct myself. It's not missed opportunity. It's misfortune 101, missed fortune 101. But guess what? There is a missed opportunity 101 book too. I just found that out. I just wanted to make sure that I had his name right because I always get his name mixed up with Andrew Douglas or Douglas Andrew. It's so funny. I want to make sure you know that missed fortune 101. So thank you. Thank you for that. I agree with you. You know, you can only do so much, you know, it's funny. The phrase of you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. You have to ask the question, were they thirsty? Mm. Right? Were they thirsty to even lead them there? And so if you're thirsting for this, if you're thirsting for knowledge, you're thirsting for financial freedom, you're thirsting for more, you know, creative ways to avoid taxes, so many words, This is one of the things that you need to be looking at doing. So listen, thank you so much, Julie. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you.
Everyone who listened, thanks for hanging in there. We almost went a full hour on this show. I hardly ever do that, but I really was just having so much fun learning from you and hearing what you have to say. And I hope all of you that have listened have felt the same way. So take a minute and scroll down on your phone. Give us a great 5-star rating, even though it was long. 5-star rating and write some great comments in there about Julie, about what you learned so that we can, you know, give her that feedback and say, this is what everybody loved about what you had to say here today. So it's been my pleasure, an absolute honor meeting you. And thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it a lot.
Oh, thank you so much. This has just been like, seriously, one of the funnest podcasts I've been on in a long time. Just joy.
Yay. Okay. Wonderful. Well, again, everybody, thank you so much for listening and we'll catch you next time on Mortgage Lending Mastery.
Thanks for listening to Mortgage Lending Mastery. Be sure to subscribe to hear more sales tips, ideas, strategies, and tactics to help you with your personal and professional growth to multiply your results in record time. And if you like what we're doing, don't forget to give us a rating and review so we can continue to bring you the best content possible. Wanting more beyond the podcast? Join our Mortgage Lending Mastery membership community, where you will find extended interviews with our favorite guests, weekly training, tips, and insider secrets, fireside chats with Jen, free content, meet, share, and collaborate with other members, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes to learn more about this exclusive content. Mortgage Lending Mastery is an industry syndicate charter podcast.
Industry Syndicate is the first podcast network specifically for the mortgage and real estate industries. Get the Industry Syndicate app in the App Store or Google Play today.